They are young and want to contribute to climate protection and energy cost savings within their companies. Therefore, they have participated in the Young Energy Europe project, which is financed by the European Climate Initiative. During a course organized by the Czech-German Chamber of Commerce and Industry, they learn how to use energy sources and other resources efficiently, how to detect hidden energy hogs, and how to reduce the carbon footprint of their companies. Among the so-called energy scouts is Kateřina Kleinová of Lear Corporation. We will learn about her project in the next few minutes. A warm welcome to you.
Dobrý den, také vás vítám.
You are on parental leave at the moment. Your little daughter is here with us. But please explain what your position in the company was and how you found out about the Young Energy Europe course.
Děláme ve společnosti Lear Corporation.
We work at the Lear Corporation. It is a company that has 4 plants in the Czech Republic. My position was continuous improvement coordinator, a coordinator for improving processes throughout the plant. 3 of us participated in the course and we learned about it from the HR manager. I like the offer very much because nobody in the company had previously dealt with the reduction of carbon emissions in the air. So I thought it would be a nice part of the actual continuous improvement.
To continuous improvement jako takového.
You were participants in the first pilot project in the Czech Republic in 2018. What did you expect from the Young Energy Europe course back then?
Popravdě, úplně moc jsme vlastně neočekávali.
To be honest, not much. We were wondering what we would learn, but we did not have any high expectations. I must say that we were very positively surprised. During the course, we met many interesting people who gave lectures at the individual lessons. We received a lot of important information, so I definitely recommend everyone participate in the course.
Let us now present the specific solution that you and your colleagues designed during the course.
Základní problém, který jsme tam měli.
The major problem we faced was a lack of parking places at our plant. Of course, there were other ideas like building a new multi-level parking garage and so on. But thanks to the course, we looked at it from a different point of view. At that time, we already transported some of our employees by buses, but it was only a small percentage. Most people drove their own passenger cars, and because of this, we came up with the idea that if buses went to other destinations, they could transport more employees. We also tried to come up with ideas for making travel by bus more interesting for the employees and how to encourage them to use this form of transport. So in the end, we negotiated with the bus company to extend the original 3 lines to 5, and the travel time only increased a little. Moreover, we negotiated better prices with the bus company. The final price to be paid by Lear did not actually increase, but we could transport twice as many employees as before. Therefore, the number of cars driving to the plant was reduced, resulting in a certain percentage of CO2 savings.
Can we talk about concrete figures? What were the financial savings that your solution brought to your company at the time? And what were the savings in terms of your carbon footprint?
Celkem se jednalo o úsporu.
A total of 146,000 kilos of CO2 were saved. Converted to money, Lear saved nearly 1.5 million crowns in just 1 quarter. We also followed it in 2019, and I could continue this year too. In the beginning, we calculated savings based on the average figure, because the number of employees continues to change, and so does the number of people working the individual shifts. Anyhow, looking back, we found out that we saved more than we had expected.
Your project was among the successful ones, not only because it received an award from an expert jury in the pilot year of the Young Energy Europe course, but also because it was implemented and brought both financial and carbon footprint savings to the company. Yet I will ask, did your proposal fulfill all of the expectations of you and your colleagues?
I think that as far as transportation is concerned, it fulfilled everything it was meant to fulfill. Originally, we wanted to launch a carpool campaign for passenger cars as well, because many people drive alone, and this is wrong in general. We did not fully succeed in this because of some internal processes in the company. But anyhow, it was not such a large percentage in the total scope to have to continue pursuing it. We were happy that the major part, which was important for us, worked out well.
Did you and your colleagues encounter any obstacles when implementing the project or designing individual solutions?
The solution that we designed did not meet with any difficulties because the bus company was very responsive. We also negotiated their purchasing 16-seat rather than 8-seat vehicles. So I must say that overall, it all worked out just fine.
How did the company management respond to your initiative?
The management first took a standoffish approach. They said, okay, take the course, learn something new. We are a corporation, so there is definitely pressure to improve the environment. Things are happening. I'm not saying that it's not the case, but it would be great to have a stronger initiative. Anyhow, when financial savings got in the picture, it started to be very attractive for management, and it meant killing two birds with one stone.
What do you consider the greatest added value of the Young Energy Europe course?
For us as individuals, it definitely opened our eyes and showed us where you can achieve savings. That projects are not just about investing money and then waiting 20 years for some savings. Many projects can be implemented in such a way that savings are visible very quickly. So it can be very interesting for companies. We definitely learned a lot, and I recommend it.
And was there anything about the Young Energy Europe course that inspired you, for example, to look for other solutions and additional savings?
Absolutely. Afterwards, we implemented a lighting project as well. We changed the lighting to LED lighting. It used to be that we left lights on over the weekend, so we solved this by having the lighting turned off automatically. We can also turn it off remotely. In addition, we are addressing compressed air leakage in the company. This project has already been solved. I'm looking forward to going back to the company and finding opportunities for improvement.
During the course, you listened to other participants as well. Each of them proposed different solution. Was it inspirational for you in this respect too?
Yes, it was. I like Kaufland most. When they build supermarkets, they think of the environment. We rent our property, so of course we do not have the opportunities a company building its own stores have, but we are not bad off.
You and your colleagues, as winners of the first year of Young Energy Europe in 2018, also had the opportunity to present your project to foreign participants. What did you take away and what was your experience like?
We were a little bit nervous because we knew there would be many interesting people, including German politicians. But the atmosphere was nice and relaxed. And what did we take away? Being able to present in front of a large group of people, and we established contacts with people from other companies.
What message would you send to the employees of companies that are considering participating in one of the next Young Energy Europe courses?
I would tell them not to be afraid, to try it, because it can only be beneficial for them. It can enrich them by providing opportunities for improvement in the environmental sphere. I think that we all know what to improve in general, be it LED lighting or CO2 emissions caused by transportation. But during the course, they will learn about it in more detail. They will get some background information on the environment and on pollution. So it's not just general information that we all know. People gain more detailed knowledge during the course.
Ale že tam se rozvíjí plno věcí více do detailu.
Says the successful participant of the 2018 Young Energy Europe course and the energy scout Kateřina Kleinová of Lear Corporation, whose project received an award from an expert jury.